This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mad Dog, who like us has offered up plenty of opinions on the Jordan Hudson, Bill Belichick situation.
Everyone's got an opinion on it.
Yep, and we'll continue to share ours. WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Ted Johnson, Nick Fitzy Stevens in our Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Hurry in to get employee pricing on the full lineup of vehicles. Ford, from America, for America. So I teased it before the break. Bill Belichick, new head coach, greatest coach of all time, right? I believe he's the GOAT. Isn't that accepted, Fitzy?
Yep.
I'll let
that's
you weigh in.
That's what everyone that's okay. what everyone.
I think it's much of a debate.
He has somewhere between six and eight Super Bowls, depending on who you ask, because I only count the six that you're the head coach. But if you want to count the assistant rings, you can do that. Call your boat whatever you want to call it.
I'm not in on that. Our podcast is six rings.
Yeah, six rings.
Can I, real quick, can you, if I interrupt real quick and you won't get this all messed up?
Yeah.
Quickly, you mentioned how he says he was won eight Super Bowls, even though he was a defensive coordinator for two of them. He also claims that the Patriots, in his statement to about the CBS event, in that statement, he says he basically helped make the Patriots go from a $500 million entity to whatever, billion dollar.
Oh, yeah.
And he also said he's helped them get to 10 AFC championship games. Can you can you figure out what he's talking about when he says 10?
Yeah.
Because
head coach, DB's coach under Parcells.
There you go.
Your
he's claiming AFC getting the team to the AFC championship when he was a secondary coach in 1996 under Bill Parcells.
Well, you know you can't spell Bill without the letter I.
Correct.
Or Belichick without a pair of eyes. Oh. So there's a lot of I's in Bill Belichick's way of looking at things.
That audio stays.
That's good.
So UNC, we've seen this in recent years. You know better than anybody that a high-profile, big-name coach can inject life into a lifeless football
program.
I saw Deion Sanders go to Colorado in the spring game, went crazy. Tens of 50,000, I don't even know what it was.
Yep.
A boatload of attention.
Should be a lot of hoopla and hype around Belichick coaching a game at UNC, right?
Pete Carroll went to USC.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But they went nuts.
Yeah, they went nuts. So North Carolina had their spring game. Fitzy, I'll give you first guess. How many people were in attendance at their spring game?
30,000.
Wrong. Ted, I'll give you a guess. Give me a number. Just a number.
I'm
optimistic, pessimistic, whatever you want to do.
I'm going to say something. I'm going to go way down. I'm going to say it had to be good. I'm going to say around 2,000.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, I'm pretty sure my son played in front of more people on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh.
2,000 people showed up at the UNC spring game. And I don't know what their past numbers were. People show up every year. I'm sure there's, you know, old coots that give to the program that go every year. So there's probably a baseline of like 400 or 500
they must have
that
had
show
it
up every year.
Was it a holiday? Was there weather involved?
No, there was no weather involved. There was no holiday, Linda or otherwise, involved. It was a spring game with Bill Belichick, the $10 million coach, who got an extra $10 million in NIL, who is reconfiguring the whole program with Mike Lombardi as his GM and Steve Bell. And
they call themselves the 33rd team.
They do. So you know, if you really were an NFL team and you went out, and even if you had training camp and no one showed up, the owner would be like, hey, can you come in my office? Why is there no buzz? Why is there no interest in this football team? I thought, when I sold my soul to you, when I ripped the sleeves off my jacket and stood in front of America looking like a jackass, that I would get return on that investment.
Beat Duke.
And they put a lot of money into raising their NIL funds and then also giving him the salary and the coach's salary.
Oh, yeah. All kinds of money involved. And I'm guessing there was some coercion or at least massaging of people, the hesitations. We've heard different things about how it all came together. There's people that have invested a lot of money that I think probably expected more than 2,000 people to be at the spring game. I think they probably expected when they read the USA Today college football rankings to be higher than 80, 8-0, not 8, not 8. There's an extra 0 in the 80, almost Bill's age, your 80th best football team in America. They probably expected to have better than the 43rd ranked recruiting class, which was worse than what it was under Mac Brown, also a 73-year-old, also an accomplished coach who had won elsewhere, didn't necessarily win at North Carolina. So this just jumped off the page. This was Henry McKenna, Fox Sports, had this little nugget in his, and he, if you're familiar with the name, he did cover the Patriots for a while for Fox Sports. He now does
or his amazing appearances on the Six Rings and Football Things podcast.
Now he's writing columns about Bill Belichick, and he went down what I would like to call Teddy Johnson Lane. Should they be at least considering, like, this relationship's not working, maybe we need to go in a different direction? Because 2,000, that's an eye that has to have, and this was before Jordan went off the rails. So now you have no one's paying attention to us, no one's coming to play for us, no one thinks we're any good, and your girlfriend is a black guy on the university.
And just to give people some kind put it in perspective, you know, look, you're not going to be close to what Alabama's program, but Alabama, 92,000 show up for the spring game. 92,000. So like, I know it's not the same. I get it. But just to give you a kind of understanding of how bad NC's
missed it by 90,000. We were this close.
All right, so wait.
Maybe there was traffic and people couldn't get there.
What was the date of this said spring game?
April 12th?
So early April. So we're looking at a little less than a month ago.
Is this excuse-making 101?
No.
This
this is actually fact-finding 101 or Speculation City, Population Us.
Okay.
Jordan was not as much of a factor as she has been over the last 2 weeks. So that couldn't have turned people off.
Nope.
Oh, that's not true.
Not like it would not. You know, you think she had turned people off so much by then?
Well, there's been. I mean, I think UNC got turned off by the fact that they lost a couple hundred grand at least in fees from HBO for losing Hard Knocks.
Yeah, that was late February.
Yeah.
Right at the beginning of the combine, they wanted to announce it with the combine.
And it was about as, the deal was about as pretty much done as done gets. And then there was a little snag at the very end. And the theory is that Jordan wanted to make sure that she was in the credits for executive producer. And they were like, no. And so they moved on from that and lost the school. I mean, what is hard to put a value on, but millions of dollars in free exposure by that, and then other, and then
which they need apparently,
right, right. And then you got, you know, the reports are that she forced her way onto Belichick's Dunkin' Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah,
so there's that. And then there's a report out there that she interjected herself into the production of Bill's underdog fantasy show. So this is these are things that are going way, way back, and then. Of course, we know she micromanaged CBS's interview just a couple weeks ago, and that's courtesy of NBC Sports.
Okay, so she, we all know that she is a massive pain in the you-know-what.
Yep.
And she's interrupting his affairs. She's bringing negative press towards all things Belichick, UNC, and giving us lots and lots and lots of free content. But I still don't see how that would diminish interest in UNC football fans. I don't know how many people usually attend a UNC spring game.
I can give you one.
But to drop all the way down to 2,000 is insulting.
Let me put it this way. So in one of the things in that article, and I didn't know if you were going to get there, and so I was giving you an opportunity to, but you didn't, so I'm going to bring it up, is one of the frustrations for the media down there and fans is that when they go to practice, they don't know who's who.
Right.
Well, what do you mean they don't know who's who? Bill is doing the number thing. Guys, we're not putting numbers on you until you earn a number. So what did they – so the rules were in football, in the NFL, the guys got to have a number. Like, you can't have a team out there with no numbers. So Bill gives rookies and guys that haven't made the team crazy numbers, yep. right? And so they got to earn their number. So people say trying to watch a practice down there is very frustrating. It's not – that fun. It's not that enjoyable. He limits the players that get to talk to the media, yep. and he rarely talks to the local media. So he is doing things that you would clearly are the university cannot be happy about, and it is not helping them sell the program, thus low attendance maybe at the spring game.
And he's not the only college football coach that's ever been restrictive or a pain in the ass. I'm going to argue he might be the only college football coach ever making $10 million a year with 2,000 people at his spring game that's being a pain in the ass.
Who's never coached a college game in his life.
Correct. That school needs attention, needs buzz, needs their players out there. Nick Saban can be the biggest a-hole at Alabama he wants because 92,000 people are at the spring game and everybody's going to be watching the season opener thinking they're going to win the national title yet again. Bill Belichick.
Better win.
This is going to be disrespectful, but it is what it is. He's a nobody as a college football coach right now. He's a legit nobody. And the other thing that was noted by Henry McKenna that didn't really strike me, I fixated on the stupid look that it was to wear the Navy sweatshirt with all the holes in it because it's just dumb.
Yeah.
Also, when we read that list yesterday, it hit me. You wore the sweatshirt of a school that's better than you in college football. It's not like you wore Kent State and we can laugh at them because they're ranked last. Navy is ranked like 30 or 40 spots ahead of you. Theoretically, you aspire to be better than them eventually. And right now, your coach who's marketing the school in a way, is on CBS on a Sunday morning, and what you see on his chest isn't UNC. It's not a Tar Heel. It's not a Jordan logo or anything. It says Navy.
This, if I may, we were all so bombasted by Jordan's behavior and Bill Belichick's appearance that we forgot to look past the very obvious. This is a perfect opportunity to promote the brand that is paying you tens of millions of dollars, literally eight figures right now.
Yeah.
And you wear your old or your dad's Navy sweatshirt to prove what a football hardo and lifelong genius you are. I have to say, I hadn't even considered
idiotic.
That is maybe one of your best points in recent memory. And you know how difficult it is for all of us to compliment you. That was an excellent point.
It
really
didn't hit
point.
Me until I
so
read the
bad.
List and realized Navy is a better football. Because we don't think of Navy as like a high profile program. They, you know, might get in the back end of the top 25. We all watch Army versus Navy, but they're better than you. They're a better program than what you're leading right now. And you just promoted them on national television.
What does that tell you? Is Bill about promoting a program that he just got a job to, or is he about promoting himself?
Oh, he has zero ties to UNC.
It's like
zero.
He's out there not pumping up his new university.
Nope.
He's pumping up his book that really nobody wants to read because you don't have anything really interesting in it, right? And
right.
yet there's all these opportunities to raise the profile of your team, and he has no desire to do that. If I'm UNC, I'm pissed because of that.
And if I'm assuming Jordan is their jersey provider for football too, the Jordan brand, the Nike offshoot Jordan brand.
Oh, she also requested to have her name, she wanted to be part of the logo too.
Yeah, no,
you to put a shadow character of her face on every jersey.
Don't you think they would like Bill?
That's Jordan brand, Ted.
Don't you think they would like Bill to be out there with a Jordan logo on him on CBS in front of couple million people who I don't care if they're old. I don't care what that audience is on a because then the interview goes to social media. Then it goes
wear a Navy hat and a North Carolina sweatshirt.
My God, this story gets stranger the more we talk about it and the more we think about
Bill's
it.
Changed. I keep saying he's the same guy he's always had. He just doesn't have the bumper plates that you have. He doesn't have the people or the kind of things in his life that are natural kind of restraints. He's just wide open, and you see him doing things that I think he's always been capable of, but now just no constraints.